All right, Josh Farizi, haven't been as good outdoors this year as you were last year, but coming around, and today was really good for you. Top tens and some serious speed. What was it about today? Is it the track? Is it, you know, what is it about this place?
I think it was, you know, just being back on the West Coast and the track, you know, not having to deal with a lot of sand and just being a harder base track like we've been practicing on in Cali. So, yeah, I was really looking forward to this round, and it was just good vibes all day.
Yeah, you're a Cali kid, so definitely, yeah, good vibes out here, right? Also, too, I feel like your starts were good, and at least the second moto anyways, and we haven't seen that from you much since you got on these guys.
Yeah, my starts have definitely been trying to figure out how to be better on those, and today, yeah, first moto, I got a good jump and then just kind of closed off into the turn. And then second moto, yeah, it was a lot better. I was in between Cooper and Hunter Lawrence, so I kind of just stayed in between them all the way through the corner and was able to cut down and kind of get out of the roost. And it was nice not getting any crazy roost up Horsepower Hill. But, yeah, second moto start was definitely in the right direction. And, you know, obviously everyone says a good start makes a moto a lot easier.
Yeah, I think they're right about that. So you've been with these guys, I think, since Lakewood or maybe before then. You're on the Rockstar Husky team, kind of had last year's bikes. What's the difference between the bikes for you right now? And was it hard to adapt to it? Because I hadn't talked to you all year. So what was the difference and the adaption between them?
Yeah, I knew, you know, adapting back to the KTM wouldn't be, you know, difficult because that's what I rode prior to the Husky. The only difference I noticed, you know, I liked how the Husky flanged out in the back, the rear end. It was kind of like a little pocket you can squeeze into and get locked in. But that was like the big thing. And, I mean, it took about a week to get fully comfortable back on the KTM.
You were on the old bike is what I was, right? You were on the old bike and this is the new one. Right?
Yeah, correct. Well, this is still the older.
Oh, it is? Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they were still the same year bikes.
Yep.
And then obviously having to switch bars to Renthal and grips to Renthal. So, and back to, you know, different suspension, which I've never made a big suspension change like throughout my career, except for back in, you know, 65 days is when I'd change companies. So, and when I switched over to WP, you know, Factory Connection, it was kind of like, when we went to WP, we kind of already had all the settings and stuff like that. So it wasn't too hard to, you know, we didn't fall off track. But going to this stuff, it took a little bit to figure it out, but we figured it out and it works great.
Last year, you were definitely opening up size with your finishes. You even rode for the team at the end of the year. Has it been frustrating for you, or you've been okay with what's been going on, or has it been a bit frustrating, I guess, to not do what you did last year?
No, definitely. Like, not being in the top 10 this year is, it kind of sucks because the last two rounds last year, I finished in the top 10 last four motos, except for, like, the very last one. I got 11th. But, no, it definitely, it's been a struggle these past, you know, few weeks, but the last two rounds, I feel like I changed some things mentally and just feel like that it worked, obviously. And, yeah, like I said, it's kind of been tough, like, knowing I could be up there. And this weekend, I feel like I shown, like, okay, I can still be up there and battle with those guys. Just it all counts on the start. And I'm stoked to go into the break with a clear mind and kind of relax about, like, okay, I did get up our shoe, now let's work on what we need to and come swinging
at, you know. Yeah, it's such a mental sport, and yeah, today's got to help a lot for that. Thanks for doing this, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool.